Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
About 70% of defendants in the criminal justice system are mentally ill. Several Massachusetts agencies are working on ways to help them and protect public safety at the same time. A relatively new idea is the Mental Health Court, a court that holds special sessions to make sure someone gets treatment instead of going to jail. There are about 250 such court sessions around the country, with three operating in Massachusetts. The state mental health department this year started funding one out in Springfield. WBUR's Deborah Becker sat in on a session.
Applause is erupting in this courtroom in Springfield District Court because it's graduation day. That's right, graduation. Keo Collins is among those who have successfully completed what's known as the Recovery with Justice program.
I feel like I've been given another chance to reach my potential, and I feel like it's all uphill from now. I don't think there's nothing in my way except my mental illness, which is under control with the medication, with therapists.
Collins has been in the program for about a year. He first suspected he was schizophrenic when he started hearing voices as a teenager. He's now 37, and he says it was difficult to get proper mental health treatment.
I got diagnosed with schizophrenia when I was about 23. But before that, I had like at least like five episodes where I went through things and went and got hospitalized, but I didn't get diagnosed. You know, at first you don't know what's going on. You go through it, and you get on meds that don't help. So it's a long process to get stable.
His mental health problems, he says, led him to self-medicate and then to crime.
I would be doing good, like no alcohol, no drugs for, you know, a year. At one time, 2 years. At one time, you know, trying to go to church, trying to do right, trying to be righteous. Then voices, you just hear voices, and it comes, it's schizophrenia. And next thing I know, I'm smoking cigarettes again, I'm drinking again, and I'm doing drugs again.
He was well known on the streets of Springfield, very involved with gangs and criminal activity.
Jack Morgenstern, chief probation officer in Springfield District Court, did not think Collins would ever be able to stay out of jail.
If you had asked me from the get-go whether this individual would have made it through the program and be doing what he's doing today, I would have, you know, bet highly against it. And if he wasn't in the program, he would have been on regular probation, may have missed an appointment, may have picked up new charges, and could have ended up incarcerated. But as a result of the program, he's taking college courses.
That's the thrust of the program, to provide an alternative to cycling in and out of jail. One reason it works, Morgenstern says, is because it limits participants. There are 21 people overseen by one case manager in Springfield, compared with the average probation officer's caseload of 150 defendants. It's also not a program for everyone, and only about half of those referred are admitted. And there are strict criteria, including a verifiable history of mental illness, and a defendant must agree to participate in a rigorous treatment plan. That plan involves not only counseling, but weekly appearances before a judge, who almost acts like a therapist. Here's Judge Michael Mulcahy talking with one defendant.
You got a lot of pressure on you, and
yeah.
We all want you to do well. You understand?
Yeah,
but if you slip up, you're going to face a violation in which carries with it a potential for being found guilty or being sentenced. So you want to avoid all that. None of us want to see you go through that.
Judge Mulcahy says he prefers the increased flexibility.
In an ideal situation, you'd be able to do this for everybody. And I wish I could have this type of venue available for everyone so that you'd really tailor a sentence.
Mental health court sessions are also run in Boston and Plymouth. Springfield started 2.5 years ago. That was when judges, the sheriff, prosecutors, defense attorneys, and health care providers met to discuss the high number of mentally ill defendants and inmates. They ultimately designed the program, and they received a grant to pay for it. When that grant expired last year, the state took over the $70,000 annual cost. Dr. Deborah Pinels with the Department of Mental Health says such courts are effective.
And looking at the outcomes, it seemed to make sense for the Department of Mental Health to have a leading role in funding and developing mental health courts in partnership with other stakeholders including the courts.
But what are the outcomes from mental health courts? Andrew Bork, who's program director for Behavioral Health Network's adult court clinics and who was among those who started the Springfield program, says it's still too early to tell. While most studies suggest a recidivism rate of between 17 and 20%, which is less than half of what it is in traditional court, for Bork, there's a different measurement.
We take the perspective of if somebody's getting help in a clinical sense, whether it's through substance abuse treatment or psychiatric treatment after they finish the program and they're not reoffending, that's success, that they've established other ways of getting help and they're getting help before they take the step of reoffending.
The Washington, D.C.-based Bazelon Center for Mental Health Law says many times courts like these are just band-aids on a bigger problem. The center says we're still not addressing the need to get people mental health treatment before they end up in court. But participants like Keo Collins say the program works, at least for him.
To be honest, I think a person has to come to his self-realization of himself first. I don't know how spiritual you are. I think things happen in God's time. I still got supports after I graduate today. I still got supports in the mental health field. A couple of people, so I'm good.
Collins is now at a community college studying human services, and he hopes to one day work with troubled young people. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.